Hey everybody, welcome to Miller's Minute. This is your host, Brandon Miller. I want to thank you so much for coming in here and listening. It's a Wednesday night here in December, getting close to the end of the year, beginning of the new year. I'm sitting here with my cat, Maggie. She's asleep over there on the couch. And I'm just kind of sitting here reflecting on the year and reflecting on where things are going. And, you know, wanted to start this podcast off with that. You know, 2023 was an interesting year for me. Those of you that know me know that I'm a college professor. Just recently switched universities. I teach finance and economics, and so gearing up for that. I'm also on our city council in the town that I live, and so I really enjoy serving the community and just enjoy being a part of what's going on. And I've always had an interest in government and politics and things, but I also have a lot of hobbies of my own. I love gaming. I love philosophy. I love theology. I love all of these things. And so, and astronomy, space, things like that. So I have a wide range of interests. And as part of this particular show, I want to be able to just talk to you all about those things. And so I'm excited to do that. I'm excited to kind of be a bit of a variety and talk to you all about what I really, really care about. So what do I think we need to do in the new year? Well, there's a lot of things that I think we need to do in the new year. And as I sit back and I think about it, right, obviously most people say, well, I want to get a few pounds off, or, you know, I want to rekindle a relationship with somebody, or I want to get A's in my next semester, or I want to get promoted, things of that sort. But I'm thinking about just everyone in general. I think, you know, as I sit back and I think about the year, I feel like, and I think this has been the case for the last couple years, I feel like the world around us is so divisive, and everybody knows this, right? You turn on the news, you see it, everyone's divided. You turn on the your social media, your X account or Threads or whatever, and it's always, you know, this person did this thing wrong and this is how we should get back at that person, or, you know, you have to agree with this or you can't be a part of X group, or, well, this is the definition of what it means to be X, Y, or Z. So here's my first, I guess, resolution that I would say that we need to work on, and that is to just sit down, stop, and relax, right? I think so many people are so tied to each individual little thing going on in their lives, and I'm included. You know, even in the small town that I live in, I tend to get a little over obsessive about things that are going on and what I can do government-wise to make things better and what's going on within what we're doing in government. And I find myself worrying myself to death over some of this. And, you know, and at the end of the day, it's like, geez, I'm like, are we really meant to live our lives just in this constant state of, you know, concern and worry and stress and blah, blah. And I know it's hard. You know, I know people struggle, right? People struggle to put food on the table. People struggle at work. People struggle in school. There are serious consequences to things not going right. And I totally get that. And that creates stress. But at the end of the day, you know, I like what, specifically to the idea of a job, I like what Jordan Peterson says. I listened to Jordan Peterson once and he said something along the lines of, you know, most people when they are thinking about leaving a job, they always think about what's the worst thing probably that could happen in 5 years if I quit this job. You know, what's the worst thing that could happen? But what he says people mostly don't think about is, well, what's the worst thing that can happen to me if I stay, right? So, you know, so if the problem is a job, you know, the best time to look for a job is when you have one, and maybe think about moving on and having the strength to say, you know what, I do have a good resume and I do deserve better, and I don't want to spend my life, you know, what does it look like 5 years from now? Am I still terribly worried? Am I still stressed? Am I still struggling? Are there still problems in my life because of this work? So, you know, have the courage to maybe apply for another job. Maybe think about it. Maybe try to better yourself. But just in general, you know, our society is so glued to needing to be right on top of everything. And a lot of times it's a negative, right? And negativity and divisiveness. I think Bishop Marin, who's a bishop in the Catholic Church, which I'm a member of, quotes Blaise Pascal a lot, I think who it is, who says that man's greatest failure is that he can't sit in a room alone with his thoughts for an hour, you know? I mean, think about that. Think about when was the last time that you sat down and you just sat there and you had nothing in front of you, no TV on, no phone, no nothing, and you just sat there with your thoughts for more than 10 minutes? I know it's hard for me to think about it, so I bet you it's hard for everybody. You know, so just stepping away from the keyboard, stepping away from the screen, not thinking that every gosh darn waking moment is the end of the world. You know, I'll be honest with you, I do not put my work email on my cell phone anymore. I used to do that, and it was the death of me. I would always be looking at it, always be wondering, you know, when's the next email going to come in? Is it important? I was interrupting social situations because I was checking my email that was going off on my phone. So at the end of the day, like, get that work email off your phone. And any employers that are listening to this who make your employees put their work email on their phone, shame on you. Because you're ruining their work-life balance and you're ruining their relationship with their families. Get the work email off the phone. Don't take the darn laptop home. Leave it there, right? They should respect your hours. They should respect your time. So, you know, that's another thing that made me so anal about everything is having the work email on my phone. I took it off. Okay. So there are steps that you can take to simplify, right? To reduce your dependence upon divisive things, upon busyness, upon, you know, constantly having to be online, so to speak. So that would, I think, be my first New Year's resolution for folks, is just sit down with your thoughts, quiet, and let's forget about the worries of the world, at least in the evening when we're with our families and we're home. Throw on a good movie, throw on a good video game, play a card game, or just chill with your pet and, you know, enjoy yourself, right? We need to enjoy ourselves more and quit being so darn fixated on the fact that every little thing is the end of the world. All right, my second resolution for us. Start maybe thinking about your life in a way that's higher than just your day-to-day. And what do I mean by that, right? I don't care what religion you belong to. I don't care if you believe in God, don't believe in God. But focus more on your larger purpose than your day-to-day minutiae. I know a lot of times, including myself, and I think about this a lot, like, we can get focused on, well, I got to run here, and I got to go to work, and I got to run to the grocery, and I got to come home and put that away, and then I got to help the kids with homework, and then I got to do this, you know. And then in the 30 minutes, whatever, that you have to yourself, you're just sitting on the couch because you're so darn tired. But sometimes we have to kind of rise above that and say, well, are we really put on the earth to get up, make coffee, go to work, slave away all day, come home, do whatever, and have 1 hour, and do that all the time, and be stressed? Like, is that really what we're made to do, or are we made for something higher? And I know work is dignity, and we need that, right? We need to work, and we need to work to survive. But maybe try to be a little bit more spiritual in your life. Maybe try to think about maybe why you were put on this earth. In my Christian tradition, you know, everyone listening to this podcast is wonderfully and fearfully made, right? Made in the image of God. And so if you're made in the image of God, you're made in the image of the divine, which means that each one of you is special in your own specific way and made for your specific purpose and vocation. And so you have to start thinking about that way, or I would encourage you to start thinking about your life that way. Is not that it's this meaningless thing where we just go to work, come home, go to work, come home until we die. but that you have a mission, that you're called for something. And maybe try to think about what that calling might be. What's that vocation? What's that thing that whatever higher power that you believe in, or the universe, or whatever you want to say, where is that leading you? What is that telling you? What does God have for you? And what's your vocation? So that's my second New Year's resolution for us all, is let's find our vocations this year. And my third resolution that I'll leave you with today, I want to try to keep these podcasts to 10 minutes. I don't want them to be too long. It's called Miller's Minute, not Miller's Hour, so I want to try to keep them fairly short. But my third one, you know, once you've, you know, unplugged a little, you know, and once you've determined what your higher power cause is, or once you start to connect better with something greater than yourself, then start to look inward at yourself and say, what do I need and how can I do that for myself? I'm going to talk about Jordan Peterson again, but Jordan Peterson, in his book, I think it's 12 Rules of Life, says one of the rules of life is take care of yourself as if you were someone you cared about, or take care of yourself as if you were someone you loved. And that is so, so true. I think a lot of us walk through life, and I see this on Facebook all the time. You know, people who put on Facebook, oh, I give so much and I never get anything back. Or, oh, I help everybody and I'm that kind of person and that's what I do and I just never get anything back from anybody and I can't believe that I don't get it. Well, maybe start caring about yourself a little bit. Take care of yourself as if you were someone that you loved. Do the thing that's required for you to be better. I know what it is for me. When I graduated high school, I weighed 180 pounds. 180 pounds, could not gain for nothing. I played high school football, and my coach was like, you need to gain weight. And I was pounding mashed potatoes and meat and food and carbs, carbs, carbs. And I could not gain a pound. But then I went off to college, got up to about 200, 210. Then I graduated from college and I moved away for a little while. When I moved away, I probably went up to about, I don't know, 240. Moved back, and in the 5 years I've gone back, I'm probably up to about 290. So I've probably gained 110 pounds since I graduated high school, which I'm 29 years old, so that was 11 years ago. And again, I can use that same excuse. Oh, I've been accelerating in my career. I switched careers. I'm serving students. I'm serving the community on city council. I'm a part of boards. I help people. I'm active at the church. Like, I could say so many things. But at the end of the day, what I need to do for myself is to get myself a little healthier and to lose some weight. And I know that that's the typical New Year's resolution, but I think that's part of the reason why people don't succeed at that type of New Year's resolution is because they start to say, well, I'm busy or my life got in the way or whatever. But at the end of the day, like, you are your life. Like, you're the only one that gets to live your life. And I know for a fact that I would feel better if I lost some weight. And I know that I would live my life better and succeed more in life if I lost some weight. And so that's the thing I've got to do for me. But like I said, once you've gotten away from the disagreements and turned off the screens and gotten a little bit slowed down, once you've come to grips with the fact that you're wonderfully and fearfully made and that you're here for a purpose, then maybe start to look at yourself and say, what do I need to do to prepare myself to achieve that purpose? What do I need to do to make myself better? Maybe I've got to give up the PTO. Maybe I've got to give up, you know, being on the parish council. Maybe I have to give up city council in my case. Maybe I have to give up, you know, being on that board of directors. Maybe I've got to slow down a little bit at work. Whatever it takes, but there's got to be something that you'll probably have to give up in order to do that one thing that you need to do for yourself. And so maybe look inward and see what that thing is. And I hope that I hope you do that, and I hope that you're successful in 2024. And those are three resolutions that I wanted to give you. Slow down a little bit, turn the screens off, focus on the higher power that created you and is guiding you, and then determine what you need to do to help yourself to be the most successful. I hope you've enjoyed this first episode of Miller's Minute. This is kind of how things are going to go. I'll talk about a lot of things. I love music, I love gaming, I love astronomy. There are so many things I like, and it'll probably be pretty varied, but hopefully that keeps it interesting. And you can listen to the episodes that you may like. I'm going to try to keep them to 10 to 15 minutes. I don't want them to be long. Again, this is Miller's Minute, not Miller's Hour. And I just want to thank you for being here. And I wish you a very happy new year. And I will be back with you for another episode soon. Thank you. This is Brandon Miller with Miller's Minute. Have a great night, everybody.